USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is set to deliver his State of the Union address just after 9 o'clock Eastern Time on Tuesday. All indications are that President Trump will do what he can to reach across the aisle to work with Democrats on issues including infrastructure. Democratic Congressman Max Rose tells Fox News everyone just needs to learn to work together in D.C.
It's clear that hyper-partisanship in this country right now, in the halls of Congress, is truly representative of a crisis in our nation. We can't get anything done.
A border town in Mexico near Texas is on high alert as 2,000 Central American migrants approach. The police are in riot gear as migrants from Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador all make it closer and closer to the U.S.-Mexico border. And the New England Patriots are celebrating their Super Bowl win with a parade in Boston today. This is USA Radio News.
Let's face it, everyone loves to shop. From my experience of meeting a famous politician in the Hermes store in Paris,
to my unforgettable experience test driving my first 600 horsepower car, in which I said, I'll take it, before it even hit 60 miles an hour.
We are pretty sure everyone has at least one unforgettable shopping experience. Hello, we are Carrie and
Ken,
founders of Income Store. Have you ever considered shopping for your next income? And we don't mean your next job. Did you know that you can walk into Income Store's website through a door on the left or a door on the right?
If you're just starting out or you simply have more time than money, you're going to enter our website on the left. If you've got more money than time, then definitely the right door is for you.
If you're looking to increase revenue in your home or business and would like to create a brand new, greatest shopping memory, all you have to do is change where you shop. Check out one of the two doors at IncomeStore.com.
That's IncomeStore.com.
President Trump has a decision on who he believes should lead the Department of the Interior. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
A new presidential nomination, as President Trump has announced that David Bernhardt is his choice to be Interior Secretary. Bernhardt is a former energy industry lobbyist who's been acting secretary ever since the resignation of Ryan Zinke. Secretary Zinke stepping down amid numerous ethics scandals. President Trump tweeting that Bernhardt has done a fantastic job in that position.
The male nurse in Phoenix, Arizona, who was charged with raping a woman at a long-term care facility who later gave birth, pled not guilty. His next court date is set for March 19th. Late Monday, Senate Democrats blocked an abortion-related bill. The bill would have penalized doctors who failed to exercise a proper degree of care in the case of a child who survives an abortion or attempted abortion. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why can't more things in life be customizable? Why can't I buy Neapolitan ice cream without strawberry? Can't I just have the chocolate and vanilla flavors I'm comfortable with? Do people even want a fruity ice cream flavor sandwiched right between the classics?
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
Fresh off his record-breaking sixth Super Bowl victory, New England Patriots quarterback Tom Brady sits down with ABC's Good Morning America to discuss football and his life and how he's trying to put into words winning on Sunday.
You know, for me, I don't know what to think, you know, other than I'm just blessed and I know that I'll be given back for the rest of my life, you know. I know how hard it is to play in the NFL, you know, and I have so much respect for the players. The way the Rams played last night, I mean, they played so good on defense and so proud of our guys for fighting and just glad to come away with a Super Bowl win.
Brady also shares with Strahan how it makes him feel a little bit uncomfortable when people call him the greatest quarterback of all time.
I guess I take compliments worse than I take. I wish you would say, you're trash, you're too old, you're too slow, you can't get it done no more. And I would say, thank you very much.
You're driven by criticism more than you're driven by success.
Yeah, absolutely.
And the Super Bowl may be over, but the cleanup in Atlanta could take all week. As we hear from USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky.
The Super Bowl becoming a distant memory, but the cleanup in Atlanta will continue all week. Trash being picked up and signs and extra security cameras installed for the big event coming down. This man from Phoenix, an independent contractor, with the task of taking down almost 200 security cameras.
We have around 180 cameras out, and we got to take them all down, get out of here, and go back home.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.